I thought they were lesbians. They're just married to him. Look at this cute ass couple. And when I say I'm talking about the girl specifically, not you so much, motherfucker. I'm more astonished at how you did this. That is fucking crazy, right? Who the fuck thought that was happening? You got a great job, huh? So she put her head in his lap as soon as I said it. She was like, yeah, I probably owe him some head. He makes a lot of money. It was instinctive. She was like, yeah, fuck, this guy's rich. I forgot. What do you do for a living? Financial technology, is that what that is? Son, what the fuck does that mean? See how that was vague as fuck? Blending the business with the technology. That's a Ponzi scheme, Madoff. I know, hey, all of a sudden you make sense. It's fucking Ernie Madoff over here. I knew something was up. What do you do for fun? I bet it's a lot of rich-ass activities. Yachts? Don't tell me you don't be... Yeah, I fucking told you! I am good at judgment, guys. They say don't judge a book by its cover. That cover let me know everything I need to know right there. That fine-ass girl and that regular-ass guy, that shit made sense. That's an expensive-ass book. Are you okay? You don't look happy to see me at all either. That's the fucking... You, yo! You, yeah! You sitting next to the mic like you about to make a PSA. Like, I don't find this funny. That's not astonishing to you, this girl and that guy? Awesome. No fun over here. Fucking... Look at this boring ass. She loves him. I'm sure she does. It helps that he's rich. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not picking on you, like I don't know. My situation is very similar. My wife, objectively, gorgeous. Me, nah. So that's what you gotta do. I gotta work my ass off, and then every time she starts looking at me and she starts assessing my beauty, I just throw a bag at that bitch. Chest pass! How are you, ma'am? Are you here by yourself? I would love that, actually. What the fuck they treating you like this for, yo? That's foul, dog. This the bitch that need to be by herself, I think. No fun ass girl. This girl, no fun. She's sitting here just spreading her shitty energy over there, arms crossed.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, you guys need this girl in your corner, right? I love when people come to the show alone. I think that's a beautiful thing. It's confident. I love that. But now I feel bad. They just put you on a fucking island. Just cast you off like Gilligan. Why you had to move?
Because of you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because of me. Hey, what the fuck is that? Oh, because of you. Because you had to come entertain us. You paid money for that exact thing. You know, sometimes I say I could judge a book by its cover. That's a single cover. Let's be honest. Beautiful. It's not because you're not attractive. It's because you say shit like that. Because of you. Fuck is that, yo? Why she yell at me for? I'm married. I get all the yelling I need. I don't need to come to my job and have some other bitch yelling at me. I'm a one bitch yell at human being. I'm faithful to my wife. That's the only bitch that ever yell at me ever. I never cheat, yell at this bitch. I never do that. Let somebody else yell at me. That's fucking traitorous, yo. Only one woman gets to make my life miserable. It's not you. You guys are still dating, huh? You're engaged? Oh, congrats, dude. The shitty-ass audience don't even care. That's you. That's your fault. It's contagious. This guy, huh? Come on. What a winner. Fuck me. What a winner this guy is. Oh, shit. What did your dad do for a living? Why don't I want to know? Mafia? You think a mafia dad is going to let his son enter fintech? You know how hard it is for a mafia dad to have a gay son? Come on. Nobody wants that. I'm not saying he's homosexual, but I'm saying to a mafia guy, fintech? It's embarrassing, dog. Kill somebody. Make your dad proud. All right, okay, I see you. Can I pick this up? Am I allowed to touch this? Look at what he got, his girl. God damn. Yeah, thank God you got it, because otherwise I was going to be like, who did you fuck that you had to buy her this bag? Ah, that is a relief that you bought that yourself. Oh, my God. What's the nicest gift he's bought you? Wow, she looked at... I swear to God, she did this. She, in that moment, was like, I could do better than this motherfucker. I bet. What did she say? Children? That is... Yo, that's some shit that a woman would say about what she got her man. That's how much you ain't shit... Is that's when you don't get your man shit, you're like, what you give your man? She's like, kids. And then you can't be like, you cheap bitch, because she won. She gave you kids. He didn't give you the kids, by the way. Did he give birth to the motherfuckers? You gave the kids. Have some self-esteem, girl. That was your hard work. This motherfucker just nutted in you. He don't get credit for the kids. He gave you one chromosome. You did everything else. How hard is that for a man? Hey, just don't pull out. Oh. Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to get through this one. And I don't say I never gave you anything. You are a fucking great wife, dude. You are a great wife. I judge the fuck out of this guy right now. Yeah, I know you applauding. I'm trying to figure out why you with her. Why did she settle, bruh? Tell me a good reason she's with you. You're a fucking boss? Why don't you buy her some gifts, boss? What kind of slave labor employee you got here? Boss? That was good, though. You thought of that quickly. I was putting you on the spot, and you had a hard-ass answer up front. But you don't know, I ask questions after questions. That's the thing I do. I'm a big fan of this girl. Best gift he gave me cost no money. Cost me 9 months of fucking my entire life and body and hormones. What a great guy. Hey, look at this classy-ass couple. I bet you bought her something nice. What's the nicest gift you bought her? Watch, you about to not look like shit, I hope. You brought her here? You a cheap motherfucker, bro. That's goddamn. And the best gift you ever got her got a 2-drink minimum? What you doing? What is that? How is that a good gift? You gave her the gift of laughter. I gave her the gift of laughter. God damn, do a lot of ancient guys up here, man. You guys seem like you're the fucking power couple. You seem like the trophy husband. And you... right? My man is the trophy husband. Well, I called him good looking. I didn't say fucking participation trophy. That would have been fucked up. I didn't say that. That would have been messed up. I say he's a good looking guy, you know. What about you? You guys seem like the adorable couple. You got a fucking... I never seen a black woman wearing a Ben and Jerry shirt in my life. That just blows my mind, dude. Ain't that crazy? I didn't even know black people could eat lactose like that, to be honest with you. I thought that was... I thought that was a thing, because I know Indians have a little trouble. You guys do seem sweet. I swear to God, you guys seem like such sweet people. What's the best gift you got your wife? Brand new car. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Hey, Jesus. You heard that, Toyota Camry, motherfucker? I know that Desi bought his wife a Toyota Camry. I know that shit. Here you go, baby. Gets great gas mileage. But it really maintains its resale value. It's low, very low maintenance. Brand new car, dude. That's a fucking keeper right there. You guys, love you guys. You guys dressed up. I appreciate that. Y'all came twice. I like half of you. Listen, you tried to be nice, and I was really sweet of you, but it made him look like such a fucking piece of shit. Wow. What do you do, miss? I knew you were a doctor or almost. Oh, man. Y'all are a funny Desi couple, dude. I never seen an Indian so proud of not making it as a doctor. Ain't that funny? Oh, man, that's good, dude. You guys are fun. Y'all are dating, I assume. Yeah, I can tell because you still got your hand on the inside of her thigh. That's a dating move. That's a dating ass move. How long have y'all been dating? 9 months. Okay. That's how long it took his gift to form. Oh my God, dude. What a terrible answer that was. It was a really sweet answer, but it was so bad. He can be so mad at you after the show. Hey guys, you're adorable. You a couple also? Oh, dude, that would have been fire. Fucking, I wish. Lesbian Asians in the corner of the room, that would have been so fucking fire. Just friends? Are you guys in your own relationships? You are, okay. Married? Good for you. Healthy relationship right there. Friday night, you let her go out with your friend. He's at home chilling, I hope. He's at home, right? Where is he, yo? Softball. Oh, what a queer. Come on, softball. What a, yo. I thought they were lesbians. They're just married to him. Oh, boy. I am having fun with you guys. Holy fuck. I have another show after this. I'm not going to like them as much, and I'm going to hate you guys for it later. I'm going to be like, they were too fun. Okay, so your husband is playing softball on a Friday night. That's a good dude. Okay. Does he have any softball friends you could set her up with? Obviously, most of them are gay, but maybe there's one outlier. Is he also Asian descent? What is he? Jewish? Oh, okay. I was going to say if he had immigrant parents, that'd be tough to explain. I'm going to play softball. You know what I mean? They would be like, what the fuck is softball? And then you'd have to tell them it's baseball for homosexuals. And it's like a tough thing. It's a tough thing to do, you know? You have to come out of the closet and tell them. Oh, man. How are you guys? You guys are a couple, I assume? Yeah. She said no. He said, yeah. That's embarrassing, yo. Why are you doing that to him, dude? How did y'all meet?
Work.
Yeah, that's what's up. A little Me Too situation. I like that. Where did you guys work?
At Rite Aid.
At Rite Aid? Oh, that's a job you could lose. Never mind. That shit is... That's not even forbidden romance. They were both looking at each other like, you want to get unemployment together? How about we do that? I'm sick of this shit. Were you pharmacists or what? Yeah, okay, I guess that because you're Indian. I was like, it's got to be an explanation. It can't just be fucking Indian cashier. You know how disappointed that would be? If I saw an Indian cashier, I would immediately go get a sympathy card for his parents. Get well soon. Condolences. Sorry for your loss. Oh, man. So you're both pharmacists. Why you gotta answer so extra all the time? This shit is... Of course! That's the only way! It's... Yo. You guys got kids? It's a lot, right? I'm not imagining this. Are you sure you don't have Tourette's? Do you have Tourette's syndrome? She acts a little bit like Tourette's, right? You have kids? No. Look at this Indian couple trying to distance from you guys. You know, you're just afraid this shit is contagious. This is the most Jersey Indian I've ever seen in my life, dog. Oh my God, bruh. Huh? Get the fuck out of here. This motherfucker don't look like he's straight out of Edison. You might have grew up in Queens, but you spent a lot of time on Oak Tree Road, I'll tell you that shit right now. I know this motherfucker been to Dimple Bombay Talk many times. Old Mitas-ass boy, I know. Are you also Indian, miss? You could go either way. Huh? You're West Indian. Oh, now it all makes sense. Okay. West Indians are really proud of not being Indian. And it makes me laugh because it's like, you guys took the second dumbest boat ride. How you let white people get such a good deal on you? That's fucked up, man. Y'all not even Indian. You're right, you're not Indian. We never would have fallen for that shit. That was addition by subtraction. That's what that was. You got a sleeve tattoo. Fuck, yo. What are you, Guyanese? Yeah, I knew. No Indian Trini would let his son do that shit. That's Guyanese only. What do you do for a living? It's probably not an Indian job, but you ain't no fucking pharmacist. Fireman. Yeah, yeah. So you're Guyanese who looks Indian and has the job of an Italian. Guy got a real identity crisis. What is your job, Mrs. Indian? Indian? You're a nurse. I swear to God, you know how I know she's a nurse? Because she got a cross on her neck. And if you guys don't know, if you see a South Indian woman, Malu Christian woman, that bitch a nurse every fucking time. Right? Right, Indian table? Every fucking time, yo. They're like our Filipinas. Oh, man. You guys are still in the lead as my favorite couple. How you doing, man? What do you do for a living? You look like a fucking construction worker. What is a distribution company? Right? That don't mean nothing, yo. He tried to say convenience stores first because he knows I know some people who own convenience stores. He knows, and he was trying to like get me on his good side. And like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Harleen's mom owns gas stations. Yeah, okay, maybe you better help her. I don't give a fuck. If you ask every person their job, there's a few real ones. Teachers, doctors. Oh my god! Oh, that got me, dude. That was such fucking good timing. Oh, fuck. Oh, man, that was so funny. Great timing, fake job, all of it. You hit every metric for funny. Oh, you're just getting better and better by the minute, and you make less and less sense. I'm gonna be honest. What does your husband do? Oh, shit, what restaurants? Oh, you started Taqueria? Yo, I love Taqueria, yo! I'm gonna be honest, I've never been so wrong in my fucking life! You're great, dude! I love Taqueria, yo! I'm trying to get free shit, that's why I'm being nice to him. I know, I fucked up, it's on me, dude. Shit! Shit! Wasn't worth it. Oh, all right, fuck, dude. Oh my God, how long y'all been married?
10 years.
10 years. Did he have the taqueria when you married him?
No.
You took a chance and it worked out. Good for you. And he had to stick with you even after you couldn't get a good enough score on your MCAT. What part? Oh, that's why you're so standoffish, the Bronx.
There's a lot of Bronx energy, right?
Figuring out why. I was like, what her arm? 2 hours straight, I was like, what's that about? Who's offended? You? You from the Bronx? Nah, but you, hey, you one of the good ones. See, she's still fucking talking. Nobody talking to her. Ain't that something? You're a lot of fun. I never want to talk to you after this show, but I had a lot of fun with you. Can you imagine that's your doctor?
What type of doctors are you?
Family medicine?
Y'all ain't doctors, bro. Get the fuck out of here, yo. This is talking about doctors. What you, hey, you might as well say a podiatry, bro. Y'all are damn near secretaries.
No, she's real mad right now. Look at her.
But she know I'm right, though. But she know I'm right. Every time you go to a family practice doctor, all they do is refer you to somebody. Yeah. That's the secretary. Not because they're women, it's because they don't feel, hey, doc, something's wrong with me. Let me refer you to this guy. That's all they do. Out here giving flu shots. Get the fuck out of here, yo. Hey, come on, motherfucking man. What's that clinic called?
You're like one step above from working at a CVS. She's real mad, too. Look at her. She's like trying to J-Lo out here. She's still Arpita from the Bronx.
Arpita! Oh my god! Oh my god! Hey, give it up for the Hasbrook Heights City MD. They all came to the show.
If you guys want your booster shots, this is where you go.
Fuck that, they're giving you Johnson & Johnson, that's all they got. I can't believe you said you were doctors. You can pull that shit with white people, not three Indians. Yeah. No fucking chance, dog.
She's so mad, it's so funny.
This is doctors with borders.